Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Welcome to Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Fund your life, find your freedom. And happy 4th of July weekend to one and all. I'm Larry Ahrens.
And I'm Chip Stites.
Chip, how are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. Just back from Mexico.
Yeah.
Where I continue to study my work on the internet part-time. And we just had a wonderful time. We're going to talk about it more today, but I was in San Miguel de Allende.
I hear you're going to show me some pictures in a minute. But
I hear
that's a beautiful spot.
Oh, yeah. Hard to do over radio. But
yes, it is.
The pictures and what we saw were absolutely marvelous. Did not want to come home.
I'll bet. I've been to vacations like that, too, where you go, I don't want to leave. It's like a kid leaving Disneyland. I don't want to leave. I want to stay here.
And if I can do this right, and I believe I can, that's my whole retirement. I want to stay here. Wherever I am, I will want to stay.
Let me let us explain what this show is about if you're a first-timer. Welcome to Smart Living, Smart Retirement. My name is Larry Ahrens. Over here is Chip Stites. And the show is about retirement in a different point of view.
Yes, we're not going to talk about money. We're not going to tell you you don't have enough. We're not going to tell you where to put it. We're not going to tell you that you ought to have this and you shouldn't have that. That's not the deal here. We're going to talk about lifestyle, about feeling good about yourself, about helping other people, about how to live in retirement that will create a great retirement for you.
Lifestyle. As we say on the show, fund your freedom, fund your life, find
fund your
freedom. Fund and freedom go together.
They do. And it's you fund your life and you find your freedom. And
that's right.
And that helps you feel good about everything you are doing. You know, Larry, there was a study recently done, and it's actually in today's MSN online. And one of the things that it noted was that people who got a pension were happier with their lives because they were getting something they had worked for.
Mm-hmm.
And that people who were getting their 401k back were not quite as happy because they felt as though, even if there was a company match, they felt as though they were getting their own money back.
Ah. Instead of getting money because of years of service, like a government job or something like that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Very interesting.
There's so much out there right now about what we are going through, and I'm looking at today's MSN. Retirement is making people more miserable than ever. Well, more miserable than ever. That may or may not be true, but at the same time, in retirement, you have the ability to shape your life, and that is what this show is all about.
That's right down to it. Now, for those who don't know, Chip is a certified financial planner, and I'm going to ask you about market stuff, but you stop me if I get too close to the danger zone, okay?
You got a deal.
All right. So we pre-record this show prior to the weekend. So as we sit here, latter part of the weekday work week, the market is about back to about 80% of where it was before the Brexit vote.
Yes.
Which caused a total market freakout.
Yes.
As everybody knows.
Yes.
So a lot of it has come back, but the media was saturated with, I remember one of the network newscasts was telling me that my 401k has lost $3,500 worth of value in one day. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and
again, it's Larry, I hope our readers will learn to take a lot of this with, I don't want to say a grain of salt. I'm going to say a ton of salt.
Okay.
Because a lot of this is hype. It's news now. It's stuff that they want you to listen to because it's what they are talking about. It's what their advertising is around.
Yeah.
And here we are, what, a week and a half after Brexit, give or take.
Yeah, a little over a week.
And 80% of what was lost is back again. And if you didn't panic and you didn't pay any attention to it, this is just a small market fluctuation. We're down 2 or 3%. That's about it, which is in many ways a normal movement for the market over time.
Where I'm going with this is what we talk about on this show, and we'll get more specific later. We talk on this show about creating income in your retirement time so you have no worries. Market fluctuations are going to be what they are, but you have created income, whether it's margarita money, like we've talked about with our friend,
yes,
all the way up to a few thousand bucks a month.
Yes.
And you're not as concerned about these big market dives and swings and fluctuations.
No, there is a, you're absolutely right. There is a definite difference between the individual who is doing things and earning a little bit of money for themselves outside of retirement and the individual who is not doing that. And as a result, every move in the market feels to them as though somebody's taking money out of their wallet or putting money in.
Right.
And over time, the market has a tendency to move up over time. And so with all the things we know about where to put money today, if you have an advisor that you're comfortable with, if you do your own advising, but you also earn a little bit on the outside and you are productive, and I'm going to quote from today's Market Watch, it says, studies show that today's retirees want more and more varied activities in retirement, including flexible jobs.
Yeah.
Plus, the survey showed that boomers who are retiring in droves in recent years are in general less happy than members of the so-called silent generation. And part of the reason for this is that there aren't as many pensions and that there are more 401ks. And so, again, if you have a flexible retirement job that you enjoy, then this kind of market gyration is really unimportant.
Yeah, it's just another event.
It's just another thing. And, and you know, the next, I don't know what the next thing will be, but there will be a next thing.
There will be.
There will be.
And we're going to have great days, too, where the market goes, you know, on news that whatever happens.
Yes. And so overall, what you do with your life is a heck of a lot more important than the life of the market.
Say that again. That is so profound.
What you do with your life is a heck of a lot more important than the life of the market.
Hence our show. That's what we're about here. So like we say a lot, if you're just listening to us for the first time, if you're here expecting financial advice, this is not your show. We're not going to do that for you. We're going to talk about your life and how to get the most out of it in retirement. If that means earning a little extra income, good for you.
Yeah, it does.
Good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, let's go on. Let's talk a little bit about where to live.
All right.
You want to do that?
Yes, let's.
I found a great article. It says, where to live in retirement, avoid these three common errors.
Okay.
Let's just say that you're looking for a place to retire. You know, all the financial magazines all have these lists that come out each year of best places to retire, best small towns to retire in, that kind of stuff.
Best coastal cities to retire.
Yeah, and they're actually very interesting.
They are.
Yeah, I enjoy reading those. We'll talk international here in a bit. But this is kind of a guideline as to what to look for and what to look out for if you're looking for a different place to live. Number one, beware of pleasant weather on your one and only visit. The author goes on to say, I recall the first time I visited Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was mid-August. The weather was spectacular. The scenery was amazing. He says, I recall walking through the park by the lake on an especially beautiful, pleasantly warm day, wondering how come everyone doesn't live here.
Exactly.
Then he visited again in January, and it became very apparent why not everyone lives in Minneapolis.
It's like going to Ireland in mid-July and then returning in mid-January.
Right. Now, I'm not putting down the good people of Minneapolis. It is a gorgeous city. And the people that live there in the cold weather, you have my admiration, and you guys are really nice people.
And actually, and I can speak from personal experience, there are a lot of people who love the cold.
Yeah.
Who absolutely enjoy it, my girlfriend being one of them. Give her some cold weather, give her four seasons, she's happy. Stick her on a beach 365 days a year, absolute misery.
I'll tell you what, this is a great topic. We're going to continue in the next segment and talk more about places to live. We'll touch on international stuff as well. This is Smart Living, Smart Retirement with Larry and Chip on Biz Talk Radio.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Smart Living, Smart Retirement with me, Larry Ahrens, and this guy right over here, Chip Stites.
Hey, Larry.
All right. Hey, I was talking about some do's and don'ts, how to avoid some errors and where to live in retirement. Just a couple more points on this, and then we'll move on to a bit of a different topic. Beware of a pretty place is number two on the list. The author says, hey, I'm not saying you shouldn't choose to retire in a beautiful place. He says, heck, I've retired to a pretty place. I'm simply saying that you should be careful not to become so enamored with the beauty of a particular place that it blinds you to other considerations. Remember, no matter how beautiful the view is from your dining room window, you can't spend all of your time staring out of your dining room window. Consider all of the other factors as a part of your important criteria on where you live. Beauty, though important to many, is only one factor.
That's absolutely true. And one person's beauty will not be another person's beauty. So if a wide boulevard and many people with beautiful trees down the middle is important to you, that's one thing. But it could also be a very small street that barely fits a car and 2 feet sidewalks on either side, yeah. Cobblestones,
right.
And different colored houses. It just depends.
And the third point on this list, he says, beware of empty houses. And this is a great point. For example, if you've been to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, you know that it's a really pretty town. You ever been there?
No, I have
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it really is kind of a funky, hip, western place. With proximity to Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Parks, it's convenient access and spectacular outdoor activities, but a lot of the houses in town are uninhabited.
Really?
Because they're owned by a lot of rich folks in California and Texas and elsewhere, and many of those rich folks own not only their home in Jackson, they own homes elsewhere, so they only spend a limited amount of time there, which means that you're paying a whole lot of money for not a lot of stuff going on.
Not a lot of activity.
In the town.
Yeah.
And places like that tend to have fewer restaurants and fewer places to go because the crowd is seasonal.
Interesting.
Yeah. So beware of that.
In San Miguel de Allende, there are over 325 restaurants. We went to restaurant number 174, had a great meal. I think for four of us, it cost us somewhere in the neighborhood of $120.
Yeah.
And that would be wine, drinks, that's the whole thing. Three courses, everything. Then we went to the number 87 restaurant, and we just loved it. We went back twice. Then we went to the number 7 restaurant.
Hey, in the top 10.
And we really loved that one. And we must have gone through 15 or 20 bottles of wine between, and there were a group of us.
There was a group, right?
10 or 12 of us, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was still not very expensive, relatively. Just absolutely.
The food and the service were amazing. Huh?
All the way around. We felt, whether it was number 170 or number 7, we felt taken care of. We felt as though they were interested in us. There's as much English spoken in Semegal de Allende. Out of 500,000, I believe 125,000 are American expats.
No kidding.
And so there's as much English spoken as Spanish. And if you push in your Google Maps and there's a store you want to go to, Google Map will take you there in a heartbeat. And we walked around town all hours of the day and night with no trouble at all. Loved it.
Wonderful. Like you said, you didn't want to come home.
No.
You're listening to Smart Living, Smart Retirement. I'm Larry Ahrens. This is Chip Stites. And we talk about retirement in a different way on this show. We talk about retirement in a non-financial manner, in the sense that we're not offering you stock tips and financial ins and outs and things like that. We do talk about lifestyle. We do talk about ways to make income in your retirement years. And this is part of the training that you were undergoing, right?
Yes. How to create a flexible income and how to work from anywhere in the world. And so there are people that I was with that are very proud to say they're homeless. And their next stop was Colombia or Ecuador or Singapore.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is almost, and I say that carefully, almost none of us would we say are wealthy. None of us.
Yeah.
We are all just doing something we love, and that creates an absolutely wonderful bond. And I have identified 9 things in retirement that I think are very, very important. And one of them, and everybody that I talked to, the 10 different people down there, we all agreed, declutter.
Ooh.
Declutter. Declutter. And there's a 30% principle in declutter. If you haven't used it in a year, get rid of it. And that particular thing should be, let's say, 30% of whatever you have. I got rid of 60% of my ties because I just wasn't wearing them.
Yeah.
Then once you've gotten rid of 30%, give yourself 6 months to another year and get rid of another 30%. So 30% of 100% is somewhere in the neighborhood of 30%, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get rid of another 30%, you're getting rid of about 20%. So 50% of your stuff is gone. And the last time, a year and a half after you started the project, get rid of another 30%. That represents 15% of what you started with.
Hmm.
And you're down to 35 to 40% of what you had. And from what I've told, because I've done it, I have one more to go.
One more stage.
I talked to a number of people down there who had completely done it, and they said the feeling of freedom and the feeling of the ability to move around is absolutely exhilarating.
Yeah, it would feel good to get rid of stuff that is just around you.
Yes.
Just get rid of this stuff. It clears space, both in your mind and your home.
My closet is now half the size of the closet it was before.
Yeah.
And in going through it and looking at it last weekend, I estimate I can get rid of half of it again.
I'd keep one suit, and you won't need any more than that once you get to it, you know.
And the question is, do I need my tux? Really?
No.
Seriously, do I need it anymore?
No. Not going to do what you're going to go do.
And why do I need 7 pairs of shoes? Explain that to me, Lucy. Well, yeah, I don't think I do.
You have them in all colors, though. I have more than 7 pair. My wife is looking at me from around the corner, and she's going, you know, you could get rid of some of those. Yeah, but I did. Yeah, she's reminding me I did get rid of a whole bag full of donated to a veterans organization.
So that's great. Good
some
place
guys
to send
with
it.
Big feet should enjoy that.
No, good.
Good to do. All right. This is Smart Living, Smart Retirement. I'm Larry Ahrens.
I'm Chip Stites.
Chip Stites here. And we're on Biz Talk Radio talking about retirement in a different way. And, of course, this is 4th of July weekend. Happy 4th of July. Happy birthday, America. We'll be back with more on Smart Living, Smart Retirement in just a moment. Stay with us.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening. This is Chip Stites and Larry Ahrens on Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Fund your life and find your freedom.
Freedom!
And we have, we're kind of discussing a topic today, and the topic revolves around the question, what did you or what will you find most challenging in becoming retired or in your retirement? And Larry, I'm gonna throw that question to you.
One of the first things I found challenging is how to answer the question. And I still get this all the time. Hey, Larry, what you doing with yourself these days? And are you retired?
Jeez.
I get that all the time. And I no, I'm still hosting a radio show, and I'm producing another one that's being syndicated around the country, and I'm working in my studio. And I say I kind of design my own life and work when I want.
And that's okay. So let me go back. How does just having that question asked of you, how does that feel?
It feels weird because I don't see myself as retired, nor do I see myself as employed. I just see myself as doing what I want.
And that is, to me, that is the essence of the perfect retirement.
Yeah.
Is because when you retire, your time and your efforts and what you do is yours. And so someone who doesn't hear you on the radio every morning now thinks, right. Oh, wow, you aren't doing anything.
Yeah, you're sitting around here playing golf.
Yeah,
you're having a good time, buddy.
But the truth is, I know you've got three or four shows running. You are very busy, and yeah. You do some traveling. You and Susie,
yeah.
and it's an excellent time of life. But it took you a while to get there.
It did. It did. For example, Wednesday is my day with my wife. I just don't work on Wednesday. We go do things together.
Cool.
And it took a while to get used to doing that. But now that I count on that Wednesday being our day, we go have fun. We go to the movies. We'll go play at the casino a little bit. We'll go for a drive. Sometimes we just come home and read a book.
And that's perfect.
But I don't come into the studio.
In essence, what you've done is design your time.
Yeah.
And to some extent, it happens without trying. But in another way, this is something that Susie asked you for.
Yeah.
She said, I want a day together.
Yeah.
So you two created that yourselves, and what you do with it and how happy you are with it is only measured by you.
Indeed. It always includes either lunch or dinner out.
Okay.
Always. That's part of the rule.
Okay.
You know, that's a great rule to have, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we do what we want.
That is almost that's almost perfect, and I say almost because I'm not sure what perfect is. But
that day is perfect.
That day is perfect.
It really
exactly.
is.
So let's take a step forward. And,
okay.
And as you look forward in this, what challenges do you see going forward for you and your, I want to call it a business. It's not really. It's a labor of love.
Yes.
But what are the challenges coming up that you see for baby boomers and in retirement and yourself?
It's understanding what you can do with the time that you have and what your passion is all about. And if you didn't discover that or haven't discovered it, take some time and figure that out. I think that's the hardest part for people. And like we were saying at the beginning of the show, a lot of people prejudge all this stuff. I shouldn't be doing this. I didn't save enough money. I didn't do that. And you get so caught up in all the circular criticism of yourself, and you're listening to what others say, and you're really not doing it the wrong way. There is no wrong way.
There really isn't.
That's the hardest thing to understand.
If you are close to retirement, and I tell this to my clients, and I still work part time, if you want to put it that way, I tell this to my clients all the time. If you are within 5 years of retirement, you need to begin looking at that change. And there are two books I think you should probably look at. One is Retirement, Different by Design, by who was it?
Rick Steiner.
Rick Steiner. The other one is by Eric Zielinski, and it's called this is what happens when I don't have it in front of me. The Happy Retirement, How to Retire Happy, Wild, and Free.
There you go.
How to Retire Happy, Wild, and Free by Mr. Zielinski. And pick up those two books and read them. And I think you will get a wealth of things that you can do and a wealth of things that you can feel really good about what you have and what you can do with it.
And really, isn't that what it really comes down to? Isn't that what it's about?
That is. And the odd part is, Larry, that's what it has always been about. We just don't see it that way.
Exactly. We really don't. Let me go back to this article a little bit, Chip. It's again, we referred to it at the beginning of the show. It's called You're Doing Nothing Wrong in Your Retirement. That doesn't mean that you can't make a mistake and goof it up once in a while.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't mean you can't make any mistakes. Mistakes are going to happen. It doesn't mean you can't do something differently that might have been more satisfying or successful for you. And it doesn't mean that you won't make adjustments in your retirement lifestyle. What it does mean is that it all represented the best decision you could make at the time.
And I love that phrase, the best blank you could make at the time, because it is so true about life. If you make a left turn, but you should have gone straight or right, okay, you go around the block and then you go straight or right. Right. I mean, it's nobody is now saying at 8 o'clock in the morning, you got to do it this way. There aren't any you got to do it anymore, and there aren't any 8 o'clock in the mornings.
And there's nobody telling you what to do if you've worked for a boss all these years.
Exactly. And so the idea that you can't make a mistake is wrong. The neat thing about it is now, because you're quote-unquote retired,
yeah,
you get a redo. You get a do-over. You get a let's again. You get all of those things because of where you are.
Right. So don't beat yourself up if you've made a mistake or you've screwed something up, whatever that may be, however you define that. Don't beat yourself up about it. It represents that you made a decision at a time that seemed to be the right thing to do.
Yeah, and the other thing I would look at is our bodies at 60, 65, 70 years old are completely different than our minds. My mind is often referred to as a 12-year-old.
Yeah. Right.
Ask my girlfriend. She'll tell you right away. So my mind is way ahead of my body. And what I have begun doing, starting in January of this year, is really working on my mind and my body so that I can make the most out of these next. And I'm going to call them 30, 35 years. Because sure. I'm going to live to be 90, 100 years old. I know that.
Yeah. I do, too. My dad's still alive. He's 93.
Wow. And my dad just passed, and he was 93. So there's a long road in front of us,
yes.
and that should be a very, very exciting road.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So am
I. But you got to keep the body somewhat in shape and somewhat flexible and nimble.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, it hurts. Yeah, every morning, it hurts.
We're good on time, Chip. So let's keep rolling.
Cool.
Let's keep rolling. Show is called Smart Living, Smart Retirement. I'm Larry Ahrens, along with Chip Stites. The tagline on the show is Fund Your Life, Find Your Freedom. Now,
we are working on a website.
We are.
The website will be up hopefully within the month. And you'll be able to look at some of the things we've talked about. There'll be various links on there. And hopefully you'll be able to find more information about retirement, because that's what this show is about.
Now, we have linked up with some people at Barefoot Consultants.
We have. As a matter of fact, I'm taking what's called the Barefoot Brain course. And it's from a guy named Winton Churchill and his right-hand lady named Carrie Van Ice, who we've had on the show.
Right.
And Winton we will have on the show. He is back from China and back from Hong Kong and Singapore. And he said that talking to baby boomers even there was hugely exciting. And so this phenomena is going on all over the world right now.
How come we don't think of China as having baby boomers, too?
Well, yeah. In his case, he was talking to expats who were there and people who were working there.
Oh, okay. But yeah.
And they are there. Americans are all over the world right now. And that's why the idea that your retirement can be a worldwide retirement and doesn't have to be in one place is something you ought to consider in the future.
Yeah, something worth looking at anyway.
Absolutely.
We'll be back, final segment on the show in just a moment. Larry Ahrens with Chip Stites, Smart Living, Smart Retirement, here on Biz Talk Radio.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV. Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And this is Biz Talk Radio. The show is Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Fund your life, find your freedom. Larry Ahrens, along with Chip Stites, here on the show. Okay, Chip, let's talk about health care. And you just had a profound experience with your friend.
Yes, I really did. We have a friend who was also at the course with us who needed some blood work, a very, very simple thing, but it was a complicated blood work process. And the doctors here wanted, by the time it was all done, because this lab wouldn't do this and this lab wouldn't do that.
Insurance would cover this.
Insurance would cover this and wouldn't cover that. And this went towards the deductible and that didn't go towards the deductible. Long story short, this individual would need to spend about $3,500 and would take about a month and a half to get all the information back.
A month and a half?
About a month and a half. Because it had to go to this lab there and the other lab, and they had to get in line, I guess, for the, I don't know the reasons, but it would have taken a while. So let's say it would have taken 3 weeks.
Okay. That's still a long time.
This is a long time.
Today's day and age.
And then you got another month before you can see the doctor again. So there's all these parts that go into it. So this individual goes to San Miguel de Allende. And
that's in Mexico.
That's in Mexico. And they go get a blood test, one draw, and they spend $300. They get all the tests, and the results are back in 2 days.
Whew. That's huge.
And the only problem is, and they didn't expect this, so it was kind of funny in a way. The only problem is all the results came back in Spanish. So now they have to go get it translated. But I guarantee you the translator will not cost $3,200.
I can promise you that. I have some friends that we just had social time with that spend a great deal of time in Mexico, and they go down there and have all their dental work done.
Yeah.
A crown is $200 or $300.
The,
and they come and pick you up. and bring you to the office and take you home.
Absolutely. Costa Rica is making a big deal out of replacing knees and replacing hips for less than half of the cost of what it's done in the United States. And a lot of the doctors are trained in the United States. So you don't necessarily have to drop in quality of health care while you're dropping in expense. I remember in Costa Rica, I needed to have my annual eye exam done.
Yeah.
I went in, I got two pairs of glasses and my eye exam, eyes dilated, the whole thing done, for less than $90.
And these are beautiful professional offices.
They are. You couldn't tell the difference.
No. Well, I've heard this many, many times, and it's kind of interesting to hear it firsthand.
I was blown away. I mean,
$3,500 was the quote here.
$3,500 was here, $300 was there.
Oh, my gosh. It's just amazing. We talk a lot about International Living, the magazine, and this is a resource if you are interested in looking at moving abroad or living there for a little while.
Even travel. If what you're interested in is travel, International Living, www.internationalliving.com, is a wonderful, wonderful resource.
It would be a great thing if you just wanted to go over maybe for 6 months.
Yes.
And stay.
Yes. I mean, you don't have to stay in four-star hotels or three-star hotels. You can find apartments. Airbnb is a good place to start for first week. You can find apartments that you can rent and stay in for an extended period of time for $500, $600, $700 a month, depending upon where you are.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
And get to immerse yourself in the culture and the neighborhoods and get used to life in a different place.
It is. And I would have to say that the biggest difference is not only food, because we ate some things in Mexico that I found out later what they were. But the biggest difference is the stress level. The stress level drops tremendously, and you almost become, I want to say, a new rejuvenated person who sees things in a different way because the next thing isn't right on top of them.
Let's recap our show today. We started the show talking about the market fluctuation that happened with the vote, the Brexit, and then there was total market freak out the next day and the following days. And now, as we're doing this show, latter part of the week, prior to the weekend, everything's almost back to normal.
Almost right where it was before.
So the lesson is, stay the course, create some income if you need it on the side, and you won't worry about these things.
Find the things in your life that you love, and the things in your life that bother you will not seem quite as important.
That's so profound. Second thing is, don't be afraid to look at healthcare abroad.
No, don't. And don't think that traveling has to be hugely expensive. It doesn't. Traveling can be a wonderful experience that can be done for less. I read an article about a guy who is literally bicycling around the world, and his average cost per year, get this, and I have a little trouble with this number, his average cost per year is $6,000.
Oh, my gosh. My goodness. I have relatives who live in Copenhagen, Denmark, and they have a home in Mallorca.
Oh.
So they travel there quite a bit, and I asked my cousin, what's an airline ticket from Copenhagen to Mallorca? And she was telling me, it's about $200.
Yeah, you can go, once you're in Europe, between a U-Rail pass or a quick flight, if with a little bit of planning, it's not very expensive at all. Two people can move around very easily from one place to another on much less than $500.
If I were to leave here and fly to a major city that's about an hour away flight time, it's about $400 to get there.
Yep.
You know where I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, it's crazy. So there are lots and lots of benefits. All right, well, we hope everybody's going to have a great 4th of July weekend. Hope you're celebrating in some way, being safe and everything else.
Enjoy the hot dogs. Enjoy the barbecues. Enjoy the baseball. Enjoy the fireworks. If you're a Boston Pops fan, this is my favorite time of year for the Boston Pops.
They're amazing.
They are.
Yeah, they really
wonderful
are.
Concert.
Are they going to use the cannons again for the 1812 overture?
I think they do every year.
You
just
have the cannons, right?
Yeah, they do.
Boom. Chip, been fun. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement on Biz Talk Radio.
Bye-bye, everybody.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.